The situation in West Africa is stable, but we still have to deal with many difficult occurrences. About 3 days ago, about two or three Nigerian journalists have been murdered by unknown assailants. That kind of thing, it's a reminder of the bad days that we have seen in the past and in a number of countries. Otherwise, the situation of the media in West Africa generally is now more a question of survival in terms of economic conditions for the operation of the media.
Can you tell us what exactly you mean by that?
In West Africa, it is not because more people have access to new technology as the means of accessing information, but it's simply a question of the difficult economic circumstances for citizens to buy newspapers and also for the difficulties of accessing advertising revenue, because businesses in many countries are not that vibrant. So the private sector that should feed the media with advertising itself weak. Even where there is some advertising revenue, you find that in a number of countries, the state-owned media, particularly the state-owned broadcasting systems, almost always have a predominant income, you know, from the small revenue from the advertising.
And Professor, have you found that perhaps this fight for the small advertising dollars, that in that process, perhaps the government uses that as a way of controlling the media?
Obviously, in some cases, yes, but not in all cases. Generally, it is simply because the state-owned media also have wider reach when it comes to, say, television. They have wider reach, so advertisers perhaps prefer that kind of coverage of the state-owned media, which means more listeners or viewers access the advertising.
You said the situation is improving, but in some other countries, as we've seen recently in Liberia, it seems there's a turn to using the legal process as a means of silencing certain media. For example, we have seen two big libel lawsuits in Liberia.
Yes, many media in West Africa face numerous libel cases, that is, civil defamation cases in the courts. In many cases, these libel suits are instituted by politicians. That's a big problem, but also it has a lot to do in many, many instances of the poor professional standards of much of the media in our region. Sometimes accusations are made without proper investigation or without proper authentication. Sometimes, too, some of these accusations are made by media who are pursuing some very narrow political interests. Sometimes they are even set up by political opponents against other people. So a lot of the defamation cases result from poor professional standards.
Professor, so on this World Press Freedom Day, what is your organization doing in terms of improving that poor professional standard?
Well, what can we do? We have to appeal to the media to try and institute training programs for their members. And also, we try to influence the media to understand that being independent as an institution of information and media is the way to go, because there are too many media in our region nowadays who are influenced by this political faction or political sector. And the moment media begin to be partisan in the politics in any circumstance, they become prey to such menace as civil libel and other, and even sometimes criminal libel, where it is still on the books. You know, so we inform or we try and convince media to be professional. But of course, we also undertake actual practical programs of training. We have a training program in Ghana and in Benin that are trying to raise the standards of journalism. We also work with the journalists' associations to try and support their members to be professional. about being professional is not only to avoid defamation cases, because sometimes in some particular cases, the defamation cases result from media attempting to do their work by exposing people who are doing wrong things. And then, of course, you know, they get into trouble with the law. But otherwise, generally, our concern is that it is important for democracy that the media attain a very high level of independence in order to pursue professional standards that are necessary for the proper information and education of the public.
Professor Kari Kari, we thank you for speaking with us on this World Press Freedom Day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.